You know what? I have given many, many countless second chances in my life in terms of love. And I even gave a third, fourth, fifth chance. But kidding aside, this was true for the old me before I knew and before I learned that not everyone is the same as me. Like, if I give my 100%, the other person can only give 50 or 80, and that's fine. And if I put meaning into things all the time, maybe it doesn't mean anything for the person. Maybe the simple gestures or the simple phrases or words that he or she said to you, maybe it doesn't mean anything to them, but to you, it means the world. It means a lot. And before, hanggat kaya ko pa magbigay talaga ng chances, go lang, bigay lang. And I gave them away these second chances before because I felt like baka may mag-iba this time around. Baka may magbago na. Give me your second chance. Hi, this is All The Love, X-Chan.
All The Love, X-Chan.
Did y'all hear that? I mean, let me ask that again. Did you all hear that? Grabe, sobrang ganda ng opening billboard, and I would like to welcome you officially to the second season of All The Love, X-Chan. Yes, we are back. We have returned. This is the redo. This is the dos partes. Huh? Dos partes. Hindi ko nga alam kung tama yung Spanish ko dun. But yes, All The Love, X-Chan is back. We took a month of break, but now we are back with so much energy, with so much enthusiasm. And the things that I have said in the last episode of season 1, I was able to regain them in that 4 weeks. And yes, we are back with new sounds, with new topics, and of course, with new thoughts and insights from you guys. This is season 2, and just like episode 1 of the very first season, we're gonna discuss something dramatic and related to love, or actually depends sa'yo kung saan mo gusto i-relate yung ating topic for today. But before anything else, ano nga ba ang mga nangyari sa season 1? Well, season 1 was composed of 10 episodes. And 3 of those episodes, meron akong kasamang mga guests. So the first episode na meron akong guest was All Aboard Flight 143 with Anna. And we talked about our travel experiences. And then the next episode that I had guests over was Swipe Right Modern Dating with Erica and Laika. And we talked about our modern dating experiences, yung mga online dating apps na ginamit namin. And we also shared a few lessons here and there kung paano nga ba gamitin ng tama itong mga dating apps na to. And yung last episode ko naman na may mga guest ay yung Opa Saranghe, Hear It K-Pop with Vince and Darla. And we talked about the K-Pop phenomenon and its rise to fame and its popularity all over the world. And that was season 1 for you guys, and here we are at season 2. I hope you guys have the same level of excitement, and I'm ready to receive all your thoughts and insights about our question of the week. Mamaya ko nababasahin kung ano ang ating question of the week, and actually I am more excited sa pag basa ko sa mga sagot nyo sa ating question of the week because some of those answers were really, really insightful. But before anything else, if you are new to the show, hi, I'm X-Chan. This is All The Love, X-Chan. And we talk about anything fun under the scorching sun. But if you are not new to the show, we are back. This is like the warm hug that you needed. And we are already at the last month of 2020, the last time that we did this podcast, my last episode for season 1. A lot of things happened between that span of time, and it has been very challenging for everyone. But I hope that you guys are staying safe, you guys are staying healthy, and even though the Christmas celebration or the holiday season this year is a bit different, I hope you guys are still finding the reasons to be happy and to celebrate this wonderful time of the year with your loved ones and your family. Katulad nga ng sinabi ko kanina, napakaraming new things dito sa All the Love Action, pero meron ding mga bagay na hindi magbabago. Sana lahat hindi nagbabago. Wah! Hindi, we want things to change for the better, but if you guys merong mga na-encounter na changes na mas napasama or naging worse, yun yung mga iwasan natin. And here in All the Love Action, ito nga lang ang constant, which is our ex-love list. And para sa mga nakalimot na, this ex-love list is where I talk about the things that I have loved from the previous week. Yes, previous week lang yung scope kasi nga weekly episode tayo every Wednesday. And for today, I only have one thing na part ng aking ex-love list. And this thing was the only thing that consumed me in the past month that I have been on break, that I have been on hiatus. And ladies and gentlemen, the only thing on my ex-love list today is the show Startup. Ayan, para sa mga nanood ng Startup, this is for you guys. And I know you have a lot of feelings about the ending. I'm not gonna spoil anything kasi baka mamaya meron pang mga hindi nakapanood sa listeners ko. But let me give you an overview of what is the show about. So Startup is a show on Netflix. It streams on Netflix. But originally, it aired on TVN. It's a South Korean TV network. And it stars Bae Suzy, Nam Joo Hyuk, Kim Seon Ho, and Kang Han Ha. I hope I said their names correctly. And the story of Startup revolves around So Dalmi, a 20-something girl with a lot of drive, tenacity, passion, and determination. Her only goal in life is to be successful and to take care of her grandmother. Okay, yun na lang muna yung sasabihin ko. Baka may masabi akong spoiler. So next character is Nam Do-san, which is played by Nam Joo Hyuk. He is a 20-something developer, math genius, math wizard, nerdy, smarty pants. And ayun, yun lang sasabihin ko din. Next character naman ay si Han Ji-pyeong. He is a 30-something manager of an investment company. And this character is played by Kim Seon-ho, my love. My love! And lastly, one of the main characters ay si Won In-jae. She is a 30-something go-getter, career-driven, strong, independent woman. And I think I can say this naman, siya ay yung sister ni So Dalmi. Abangan nyo na lang kung bakit magkaiba sila ng apelido. Panoorin nyo na lang sa show. And one of the new things nga dito sa ex-love list na gusto ko idagdag and gusto ko i-establish ay bakit nagiging part ng ex-love list ko itong mga bagay-bagay na to. And there are four things that I would like to discuss why Startup is a part of my ex-love list. First is, Startup for me is a fresh concept. Like yung take nila sa ganitong story, it's not your typical K-drama. Yung shot selection, yung plot, even the subplots. For me, it was all laid out properly and the writing is just magnificent. Sobrang interconnected lahat ng stories. And it's actually very monumental for me because this is the very first K-drama na natapos ko from start to end. 16 episodes, 1 hour 20 minutes each. Sabi ko pa nga sa friend ko dati na ang haba naman ng episode na to, parang hindi ko kaya tapusin. Hanggang sa umabot na ako sa episode 8, tapos sinabi ng friend ko na hanggang episode 16 lang, sabi ko, ay, malapit na pala matapos, parang bitin. It's the duality for me. Yung next naman na reason why I love this show so much is yung soundtrack. Sobrang ganda talaga. Yung future, yung running, it fits the scenes and it fits the show as a whole. Kaya, I really love its soundtrack. And araw-araw ko pinapakinggan yung Spotify playlist ng Startup official soundtrack. Next naman ay yung cast. I think Bae Suzy and Nam Joo Hyuk are already really popular names in the K-drama industry. But the new ones are Kim Son Ho and Kang Han Na. Yeah, I said that right. Yeah. And ito yung parang breakout roles nila or yung magde-define talaga ng kanilang stamp sa K-drama industry. And hindi ako ganun kaalam sa K-drama, but I feel like these actresses were really fit for the role na pinortray nila or magaling talaga sila mag-internalize ng character and they were able to absorb the experiences of these characters that they portrayed on the show. And lastly naman, like, if there's one thing that made me tune in talaga sa show and yung hindi ko talaga matigilan manood each episode is yung story, yung overarching story niya na it's about success, dreams, and even failure. Na kung meron ka mang ma-experience na failure at life, that doesn't define your life. But it's all about bouncing back and making do with what you have. And if you are not contented or parang satisfied with what you achieved, there's always an opportunity for you to be better and to redo yourself, to have a 2.0 version of who you really are. And that story of success, dreams, and failures, lahat ng four characters na sinabi ko kanina, they all have a version of it. Like si Nam Dosan, nagkaroon ng sariling failure, success, and dreams. Si So Dalmi, merong sariling version ng failure, success, and dreams. Si Han Ji Pyong, meron. Si Won In Jae, meron. And yun yung super nagustuhan ko sa show, and it was consistent all throughout. If I'm gonna give this show a rating, and this is another new thing sa X-Love List, this is the All the Love Action rating, I'm gonna give this? I'm gonna give this 4.5 out of 5 stars. Of course, we're gonna give a 0.5 sa, ano, tawag dito, points for improvement. Points for improvement! But I really like this show, and I feel like after ng show na to, manorod pa ako ng ibang K-dramas under the same theme siguro. And that's it for my X-Love List. If you guys follow me on my personal social media accounts, you see how much I love Kim Son Ho talaga. And I support his career. Wow! And para naman sa ating question of the week, iwanan na natin muna ang ating X-Love List. But of course, pwede pa natin yun pag-usapan. Just send me a message and we will talk about Startup. Kung napanood nyo na. But for now, tayo ay pumunta muna sa ating question of the week. So ang ating question of the week ay officially pinapost ko na every Monday night. So pwede kayo magpunta sa @alltheloveaction on Twitter and Instagram to give your thoughts and insights about our question of the week. And para sa linggong ito, ang ating tanong ay, do you believe in second chances? Why? Either it's a yes or no, mamaya na natin malalaman para sa ating question of the week segment. But for now, let's take a quick break. If you're liking this week's episode, I would love to hear from you. Share your thoughts, insights, and opinions, and use the hashtag AllTheLovePodcast. And while you're in there, don't forget to follow us on our official social media accounts at AllTheLoveAction on Twitter and Instagram. And if it doesn't fit there, you can always email us at alltheloveaction@gmail.com. All the Love Action releases its episode every Wednesday, available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, and Breaker. Now, let's go back to the episode. You You are still tuned in to All the Love Action Season 2, and ang ating episode today ay titled Second Chances and the Return of This Podcast. Maraming magbabalik, maraming nagbabalik, maraming bumalik. Huh? And para sa episode natin today, we're gonna talk about second chances. And alam ko na maraming ibig sabihin ang second chances. Pwede mo siya i-apply sa kahit saang aspeto ng buhay mo. Pwede sa love, pwede sa career, pwede sa family, pwede sa relatives. And in general, pwede sa buong buhay mo. But for today, I really just wanna narrow it down to 3. Second chance sa career or passion, second chance sa love, and second chance sa life in general. But before anything else, ano nga ba yung second chances? Well, I think madali lang naman siya i-define. Second chances is your another take at something. Like if you failed at first try, ito ulit yung opportunity mo to do better or to do something at another round. Ito yung pwede mong makuha if you feel like you actually failed at something previously. And I wanna talk about this topic today because ito ang ating second season, and I feel like this second season is actually my second chance with you guys to fall in love again with All the Love Action. If you felt like in the first season medyo nawala yung love niyo for the show, maybe this second season of All the Love Action is my second chance to present the program again to you guys and find the thing that you love in the show. Kahit hindi man yung buong show, pero parts of it. Wow, nagdrama na siya. But okay, let's go back to the main topic, second chances. Unang-una sa ating listahan ay yung second chance sa career or passion. I know that a lot of people are pursuing careers because they wanna be practical. Like, ito yung mga jobs na nagbibigay ng enough salary for them to sustain the lifestyle that they want. If meron na silang family, this gives food to their tables. And if we go back to my season 1 episode about career and passion, sinabi ko dun na there's nothing wrong with that. But it's up to you how you wanna fuel that passion of yours kahit na meron ka talagang main career. And yung sinasabi kong second chances pagdating sa career or passion is, kunyari, you are already pursuing a career and you failed at it, or you feel like you are not achieving the things that you wanna achieve for that certain career, and a passion of yours comes knocking at your door. Like, finally, meron ng big break na magbibigay sa'yo ng opportunity to pursue what you love and to do what makes your heart beat. And yun yung sinasabi kong second chance at career or passion. Na, itong chance na to is for you to rethink and to look at how your life is at the moment, sa present time. And maybe this opportunity sa passion na gusto mo talaga i-pursue is your second chance at making a career out of your passion. And maybe this is the universe saying na this is what you should do. And this is gonna make you happy, contented in the long run. Yung next naman ay second chance at life. Well, if we're gonna take this literally, of course, merong mga ibang tao na nagsasabi na their second chance at life is their life after a major incident in their lives. Like either super nag-fail or nagkaroon ng isang accident na super unexpected, and if they live through that dark moment or low moment in their life, they will consider that as their second chance at life. And yung mga tao na tinitingnan nila yung second chance nila for that phase in their lives, they will treasure it and panghahawakan talaga nila yon na kung ano man yung mga pagkakamali nila sa quote-unquote first chance nila at life, their second chance at life is their opportunity to do it better, to correct their mistakes, and to appreciate every single moment na meron sila. Because usually yung sa second chance at life, it makes people realize that they took some things for granted. Na porket nasanay na sila na ganito, na porket binibigay lahat sa kanila, or parang they shove things off kasi hindi importante. But sa second chance nila at life, they finally realize that the things that they have ignored, that they have put off, is yun pa pala yung mga mas importante pagdating nila sa kanilang second chance. And yung lastly naman ay second chance at love or relationships. I guess a lot of us can relate to this, but sa relationships and sa love, it's normal to make mistakes, to have shortcomings, and it's also normal to give and receive second chances. Because ayun nga, some people, they, as much as they love the person, ganun din nila, ganun din sila ka-open, I mean, sa pagbigay ng second chances. And I guess if we ask a lot of couples, like, have you given your partner a second chance, a third chance, or even a fourth chance? I'm sure they will say yes. But of course, the other side of the coin, meron ding mga couples na, alam mo yun, hindi na nila binigyan ng second chance yung partner nila, and they finally broke it off or separated ways. And from these three things na na-discuss natin so far, second chances are very deep. And for me, hindi siya very straightforward, because there are a lot of things that you can consider. Like, first of all, paano mo nga ba nakikita yung second chances? Like, for you, is it a backup from a failure? Or is it an opportunity to do better? Because some people, they wanna redo things just because they think na may kaya pang i-improve. Not necessarily they failed at it, but they feel like there are certain parts and certain sections na kaya pa nilang gawin ng mas maganda. Pero yung ibang people naman is, yung tingin nila sa second chance is their backup from failure. If you let someone know na meron silang second chance after their first try, they will most likely consider that as their backup from failure. If you're gonna ask me kung mas saan ako naglilean sa dalawang perspectives na to, to me, second chances is an opportunity to do better. Kahit na hindi ka nag-fail sa una mong try, but if a person or an opportunity gives you that second chance to do something again, you should do it. Like, for me, that's a second chance. Kahit nasabihin natin you feel like it's perfect, if you think that's already perfect, then do it again perfectly, diba? But if you feel like mayroong mga bagay na kaya mo pa i-improve, then your second chance is your opportunity to do better. But that's just me. And second chances, of course, katulad ng binanggit ko na there are two different perspectives, meron ding two sides na pwede nating tingnan. Do you like giving second chances? Or do you like receiving it? Or are you both? Now you like giving and receiving second chances. Do you think second chances are outright given? Na parang it's your, ano tawag dito? It's your right to have a second chance, or it's a bonus for your relationship or for your life or for your career? I am raising this question because yung ibang tao, hindi sila mapagbigay ng second chance, but they are very gracious when second chances are given to them. And meron din namang mga tao na sobra magbigay ng second chance, but when they receive it, they question that second chance na deserve ba nila, or parang yun nga, karapat dapat ba sila sa second chance na yun. And sobrang interesting na may mga ganong perspectives. And personally, I am both. I feel like I give people second chances and I also like receiving them. Dahil sinabi ko nga dati na meron akong mentality na gusto ko at first try makuha ko agad, but of course I am trying to let go of that type of thinking. And kung meron man akong gawin sa buhay na hindi ko makuha at first try, I would love to have that second chance, diba? Pero ang ayoko lang mangyari ay having that second chance as my backup, as my security net. Yun, that's the term I am looking for. Ayoko na maging kampante yung first try ko just because I'm thinking na may second chance. Are you guys getting that point? Like, if I can give my all sa first try, then I don't need a second chance, diba? But if that's given to me, I'll do it again 100%. Ganon. And I like giving second chances kasi, ayun nga, just like how I see myself, there are opportunities to do it better talaga. And kapag binigyan mo kasi ng second chance yung isang tao, and especially if they make you feel and if they make you see na they deserve that second chance, mas nagkakaroon ng introspection eh, na parang he or she is giving me a second chance because ... So of course there are things to improve and there are reasons to consider. Siguro pwede na natin ipasok sa topic natin yung ano nga ba yung mga factors to consider or ano yung mga reasons na pwede mong isipin when you are giving second chances. Like, ito ba yung effect nung ginawa or yung relationship nyong dalawa? Do you have to consider that? Yung bigat or yung history nyo as a couple or as friends? And kapag binigay mo ba tong second chance na to, may marirepair pa ba? Or wala na at all? And lastly, do you have the right to expect changes when you give that second chance? And let's answer these one by one. So unang-una, effect nung ginawa. Of course, when you fail at something, it has an effect. Like, kunyari sa work or sa career, pwedeng may ma-delay sa process or pwedeng magkamali talaga altogether. Sa love naman, pag nag-cheat, syempre grabe. Yung effect nun sa relationship nyong dalawa, it's gonna break trust, it's gonna break confidence, and it's gonna change how you see each other in the relationship. Kung effect naman ng ginawa sa life in general, if you fail at something sa life, it's gonna question, you're gonna question your self-worth and how you see yourself and your self-esteem. And next naman ay yung relationship. You have to consider your relationship when you're giving second chances because kung acquaintance lang naman yan at hindi kayo super close ng person na to, then maybe second chances shouldn't be there, ganyan. Pero kung ang relationship nyo ay very deep, like kayo ay in a relationship, kung kayo ay part of the family, and kung kayo ay relatives, and kung kayo ay friends, definitely you have to consider the relationship because it's not that easy to let go of someone or to let go of something when it has meaning in your life. Wow! Oh my God, sobrang drama ng episode na ito. Of the love action talaga. And yung next naman is, repairable pa ba? Syempre, pag nagbibigay ka ng second chances, you think na may magbabago nga eh, na merong maiiba. And you think na may magagawa doon sa nasira from the first try. So you're thinking na marirepair pa ba ng second chance na to kung ano man yung nasira nung una. And of course, iisipin mo yan. And of course, as a person, you're thinking na sana marepair. But katulad din ang sinabi ko sa previous episodes ko sa season 1 na you can't have concrete expectations kasi anything can happen nga, diba? And lastly naman ay, should you expect changes in relation to that repairable thing? Should you expect changes when you give that second chance? You have to consider this because, ayun nga, maybe you're setting yourself up suffer disappointment kapag nag-expect ka na may magbabago kapag binigay mo yung second chance na yun. And if there's one thing that I can say sa last point na to is, if you give someone that second chance and he or she proved to you that he or she deserves it, you just have to trust that they will do something better with that second chance. Don't take it too heavily on yourself if nagbigay ka ng second chance tapos binaliwala ulit nila or they made the mistake again, because that's more of a reflection of who they really are than who you are. Kasi ang ginawa mo lang naman sa situation ay nagbigay ulit ng pagkakataon. And yung binigyan mo ng pagkakataon, kung sino man yan, ay sinira yung pangalawang pagkakataon na yun. And wala nang kailangan closure na kailangan from that. Because I think the most important thing you can give in a relationship is trust. And if that trust was broken once and you were able to mend it to give that second chance and it was broken again, then that's your answer. Bago pa mag-break totally yung boses ko at umiyak ako sa episode na to, joke lang, let's wrap this part of our program, let's wrap it up with our major points. So ayun nga, second chances can be applied anywhere. And it's up to the receiver or the giver of the second chance kung paano yun iti-take. And there are a lot of reasons to consider. There are a lot of factors to look into when you give or receive second chances. And that's it for our main segment for today, second chances and the return of this podcast. Wow, the return talaga kasi ang bigat agad. Ng mga nilabas kong emosyon dito. But of course, I missed sharing these thoughts and insights with you guys. And sa aking pagbabalik ay malalaman na natin kung ano nga ba ang thoughts nyo about second chances. This is All the Love Action. We will be right back. If you're liking this week's episode, I would love to hear from you. Share your thoughts, insights, and opinions, and use the hashtag AllTheLovePodcast. And while you're in there, don't forget to follow us on our official social media accounts at AllTheLoveAction on Twitter and Instagram. And if it doesn't fit there, you can always email us at alltheloveaction@gmail.com. All the Love Action releases its episode every Wednesday, available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, and Breaker. Now, let's go back to the episode. Hello and welcome back to All the Love Action. We have now reached the part of our program na babasahin ko ang inyong mga answers para sa ating question of the week. Pagkatapos ko, ibuhos lahat ng aking mga nararamdaman sa ating main segment kanina, ay oras na para pakinggan ko naman ang inyong mga insights and opinions para sa ating topic sa araw na ito na second chances and the return of this podcast. So ang ating question of the week ay, do you believe in second chances and why? Unang-una nating basahin ay yung kay Abby. Hi Abby, if you're listening to this episode. Unang niyang sagot actually ay, second chances daw ba saan? So sabi ko naman sa kanya, in general lang, and it's up to her kung gusto niya ba i-relate specifically sa a certain aspect like love, career, or kahit ano pa. And ito yung sabi niya, with a person, yes. Kasi for me, we all make mistakes naman and we are not perfect. Ikaw mismo gusto mo ng second chance in life pag nagkamali ka, diba? So who are we not to give that chance to others if we ourselves are asking for it or want it as well? But of course, hanggang second chance lang. Sobra na yung third or fourth chance. Iba na yun. I agree with Abby's point, tulad ng sinabi ko rin kanina, na if you're the type of person na gusto maka-receive ng second chances, dapat gusto mo rin na magbigay ng second chances. And gusto ko rin i-highlight yung sinabi ni Abby na yung pagbibigay ng second chance ay hanggang dun na lang yun. Kapag binigay mo pa yung third and fourth, iba na yun. Parang kailangan mo na mag-isip-isip talaga. And sabi niya pa, to make it short, oo, pero hanggang second chance lang. And I perfectly agree with that. Hindi ko naman sinabi na do you believe in second chances plus plus. Hanggang second chance lang talaga. Thank you, Abby, for your question, for your answer, I mean, for our question of the week. Let's move on to the next answer from Steph. Hi, Steph. Sabi niya ay, yes, because we all make mistakes, but I believe a second chance should be the last. It's interesting, no, na nakakasundo yung listeners ko na yung second chance ay hanggang second chance na lang talaga. And that second chance is actually more of a finish line, no? For a relationship, lalo na kung nasira ulit yung trust and yung pagkakataon na yun. Sabi naman ni Darla ay no daw, hindi daw siya naniniwala sa second chances. Lalo na if nag-cheat ka na, and I suppose she is saying this in terms of relationship, sabi ni Darla, hindi mo deserve ang second chance. I-imagine mo yung trauma na na-cause mo sa isang tao, lagi na yun magdududa and it's not worth it. I can definitely see where Darla is coming from, and ang gusto niya sabihin dito ay yung effect nung ginawa. Tulad ng sinabi ko kanina sa main segment, na one of the major points you have to consider is the effect of the act. And yung binigay na example dito ni Darla ay yung cheating. And I agree na grabe yung magiging epekto nito sa isang tao. But for her, kung sino man yung nag-cheat na person na yun, ay hindi na deserve ng second chance because the effect of the act to the person will change them drastically. And to Darla, it's not worth it. I would like to echo her point lang din na kung ang mistake nga na ginawa or yung pagkakamali na ginawa sa relationship ay cheating. For me, that's a no-no also. I actually consider cheating as one of the major mistakes you can do in a relationship. And to Darla, yung cheating, ganon siya kalaki. And I agree with her na it's not mendable anymore and it's not repairable anymore yung relationship kahit nabigyan mo ng second chance. Ang sabi naman ni Laika, do you believe in second chances and why? Sabi niya, not so much, especially if you've exhausted all of your energy for that person. And katulad nga na sinabi ko kanina, if you feel like you have given 100% of yourself into that relationship, tapos they broke that part of your relationship. Kasi kapag nag-second chance ka, you also have to restart that relationship. And ayun yung sinasabi ni Laika na kapag naubusan ka na ng energy or kapag pagod na pagod ka na and you are that person na nagbigay ng second chance, ano pang maibibigay mo sa restart na yun? Ano pang mabibigay mo sa do-over na yun kung naibigay mo na lahat nung una pa lang? And ikaw, nabigay mo na yung lahat mo nung una pa lang, but the other person failed to do that, to reciprocate what you gave. And kung sa second chance na ibibigay mo ay mas mag-effort na yung other person into rebuilding what you guys had, and kung ikaw na nagbigay ng second chance ay wala na, ubos na talaga, magkakaroon yan syempre ng shift sa dynamics niyong dalawa. And it's gonna change how you guys see each other in the relationship. And as much as you want to be like the old ones you guys were, hindi na yun mababalik. That's the reality. Thank you, Laika, for your answer sa ating question of the week. Sunod naman sa ating mga sumagot ay si Jamie. And very quick lang yung answer niya. Sabi niya, is a no. Hindi ko alam kung paano to i-explain kasi yun lang yung sinabi niya. But to Jamie, she doesn't believe in second chances. You are not getting one from her. but I suppose she also has the same reasons as the previous answers that we have read so far, na yun nga, kapag ubus ka na, or yung effect nga nung ginawa mo ay grabe at hindi na mare-repair, kung ano man yung nasira, it's a no. Let's move on to the next answer. Sabi naman ni Anna, yes, kasi for me, everyone makes mistakes naman. So go give na yung second chance. Pero kung paulit-ulit na, teka lamang. And just like our answer earlier from Steph and Abby, ang second chance ay hanggang second chance na lang. And for Anna, yes, she does believe in second chances because we all make mistakes. And I agree with that. Syempre, yung mga ginagawa naman natin sa buhay, it's a different experience for everyone. Doing things in life, wala yung kasamang handbook on how to do it perfectly at first try. So if you make mistakes, yun nga, yung second chance mo is your opportunity to do it better. And I would like to highlight Anna's point nga na ang second chance ay hanggang dyan na lang yan. As the giver of the second chance, you should know how to respect yourself. Na hindi ka na dapat maloko ulit or ma-take for granted ulit. Kasi binigyan mo na ng isa pang pagkakataon and sinira ulit. Giving a third or a fourth second chance is just being blind to the mistake of the other person. Wow, ang heavy ng statement. Sabi naman ni Karen para sa ating question of the week na, do you believe in second chances and why? Right away, sinabi niya, if parang totga or the one that got away story, pwede. Pero if nagkasakitan na, baka maulit lang, wag na. Sumagot ulit siya ng isa pa, sabi niya, ay mali, haha. Ang sagot ko talaga ay, it depends. Yung kanina, yun yung example niya. And si Karen nag-present ng 2 points, no? Na parang, if this person or if this relationship is something that you have always wanted in your life for such a long, long time, then maybe you can give another chance. Maybe you can give that second chance. I guess dun papasok yung sinabi kong point na you have to consider the brevity and the deepness or the depth pala. Deepness of your relationship. Because ayun nga, kapag totga and it's your the one that got away story. Of course, grabe yung effect niyan sa buhay mo and hindi ganun kadali yung pag-let go niyan if you are not gonna give that second chance. And I agree with her. Like, ako yung mga bagay na binigyan ko ng second chance, ito yung meron talagang effect sa buhay ko. And ito yung mga bagay na hindi ko makakalimutan. But of course, yung mga second chances na yun, just like how you guys answered, it stopped at the second chance. And hindi nag-flourish, kaya ito, single. Pero of course, sabi rin ni Karen na kung nagkasakita na, baka maulit lang, wag na. Of course, sinabi ni Karen to kasi merong mga pains and merong mga mistakes na mahirap makalimutan. And ito siguro pwede natin i-relate yung answer ni Darla na grabe yung trauma ng isang pagkakamali, specifically when it's cheating, to the person na nasaktan, to the person na plano magbigay ng second chance. Like, hindi lang naman relationship nyo yung nasira, but also the person na nagbibigay ng second chance, masisira din yung tingin niya sa sarili niya. Mapapatanong siya na, hindi ba ako enough? Saan ako nagkamali? And syempre, mapapatanong din siya na, baka maulit to. Yun yung sinasabi rin ni Darla and ni Karen na, kung maulit lang at kung masasaktan ka naman ulit, wag na. Diba? And kung lalo na yung other person ay hindi naman pinakita sa'yo or pinapakita sa'yo na deserve niya ng second chance or hindi siya na walang remorse doon sa pagkakamali na ginawa niya, then huwag mo na bigyan ng second chance. Maraming salamat, Karen, sa iyong answer para sa ating question of the week. Lastly, para sa ating question of the week, sabi ni Lorraine, do you believe in second chances and why? For her, yes, because character development. Sabi niya, unless we're talking about rapists, wala nang pa-second chance. And I agree with Lorraine's point because ayun nga, let's going back to one of the factors you have to consider when giving second chances is yung effect nung ginawa. And from that effect, magkakaroon pa ba ng character development. Thank you so much, Lorraine, for your thoughts and insights para sa ating question of the week. And finally, ako naman, do I believe in second chances and why? I can say yes, I believe in second chances just because of the fact that I like receiving them. Because I know that I'm not perfect and I won't always get things right at first try. So if I am given the second chance to do something again, I will do it and hindi ako magiging madamot. Magbibigay ako ng second chance because as a receiver of second chances, gusto ko rin maging fair and give it. Ganon. And that's it for our question of the week. Sobrang salamat sa mga answers nyo and sobrang insightful, sobrang lalim, and sobrang na-appreciate ko yung mga reasons na binigay nyo why or why not na magbigay ng second chances. And thank you guys for the support sa ating episode for today. But I'm not going anywhere because meron pa tayong quick recap after this break. If you're liking this week's episode, I would love to hear from you. Share your thoughts, insights, and opinions, and use the hashtag AllTheLovePodcast. And while you're in there, don't forget to follow us on our official social media accounts at AllTheLoveXChan on Twitter and Instagram. And if it doesn't fit there, you can always email us at AllTheLoveXChan@gmail.com. All The Love XChan releases its episode every Wednesday. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, and Breaker. Now, let's go back to the episode. You are still tuned in to All The Love XChan and unfortunately, ito na nga ang last part ng ating program. Ito na ang ating final segment para sa episode 1 ng All The Love XChan Season 2. And alam niyo na to guys, this is what do I love in this week's episode. And there are 3 things na gusto ko i-share with you guys na gusto kong baunin niyo bago matapos ang ating episode for today. Unang-una sa lahat, second chances are not absolute. Hindi siya hard yes or hard no. Ito ay maraming considerations. Katulad ng sinabi nyo kanina sa inyong mga answers sa ating question of the week, it depends eh. Merong mga iba't ibang dahilan ang mga tao kung bakit sila nagbibigay ng second chances. And for that reason, I can say na second chances are not absolute. Next naman ay second chances are not lifelines. Hindi mo sila redos or restarts but they are more of an opportunity to do it better nga and to prove yourself again that you deserve. You deserve that second chance and you are able to put in the effort to do it better and to correct your mistakes or to make something complete again, to make something complete that was once broken. Ganon. And lastly, second chances are important both for the giver and the receiver of that second chance because yung giver, syempre marami siyang kinoconsider na mga factors or reasons kung bakit siya magbibigay ng second chance. And yung receiver naman, syempre ikaw, you have to make yourself worthy of that second chance. And yung pagbibigay kasi ng second chance, that's a go signal or that's your green light to admit your mistakes and to correct them. And on that note, pwede ko na i-end ang ating episode for today. Wow, I can't believe that All The Love XChan is back. And you guys are here with me again listening to each other's insights sa mga kung ano-anong topic. That's it for Second Chances and the return of this podcast episode, Season 2, Episode 1 of All The Love XChan. Thank you so much for all the support. And I would like to give a shout out to Gab, at Gab G Music for making our official billboard and official opening billboard, I mean, and official music bed for All the Love Action. I love the output that we were able to make, and Gab really put his magic sa mga tracks na ito. That's it for All the Love Action. Of course, we can always share more thoughts and insights on social media at All the Love Action on Twitter and Instagram. See you guys again next week, Monday, para sa ating question of the week, and Wednesday naman para sa pinakabagong episode ng All the Love Action. Stay safe, stay healthy. All the Love Action.
All the Love Action.